Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I help you?
Hi, Alina. This is Christine. I'm calling from GoToBank Disputes Department on a recorded line. And I would just like to seek assistance because one of our debit card holders filed an unauthorized transaction, and this is under wellbeingstructure.com. I wonder if you would be able to check it out for me so that we could avoid chargeback.
Can I please have her phone number or his phone number?
Yeah, I have the phone number. Let's see. Okay. Phone number is 405-201-7821.
I'm sorry, you said 405-201?
Yes, 7821.
27821? I have 405. Okay.
2017821,
yes. Okay, let me see. Is it Laura Neely?
Yes, that is the same person we have on file. There was a charge under this person for $59.89, and this was authorized last March 4.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, if I may ask, is this a valid charge, meaning did the cardholder participate or did get service or product from you?
They entered in for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Okay. Dyson. Okay. Is this a raffle draw?
I'm sorry, what, ma'am?
Are we talking about a raffle draw?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So when did the card holder register for this?
On I'm looking. Please bear with me.
Yeah, it's okay.
Thank you so much. 9/29/21.
Oh, so this was still last year for the registration. Is this a one-time charge or is this an ongoing
It's a monthly
subscription.
It's a monthly subscription.
Or monthly. Okay. 9/21. So this was still last year. Okay, one moment. And if I may ask, so you mentioned that we have the same name. Okay, Laura Neely, and the same phone number, right?
Yes, ma'am. But I'm seeing that these are two separate entries. So I believe that she did another entry on the 4th. Yeah, they're two separate entries.
Up March. Oh, yeah, because this was just charged on the 6th.
Yeah, she entered in for a chance to win an iPad in the first charge.
Okay. So for this one, she entered for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, right?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. So for this one, let's say this would now be going. This would now be a monthly charge, a recurring charge, unless she cancels this.
Yes, ma'am. But she's already called in. Well, let me see. Yes, ma'am, but it looks like the account has been stopped.
Okay. Do we have any cancellation date for this? If she did cancel?
Let me see. It was stopped on the 5th.
Okay. So, but then this would still be considered as a valid charge. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Or did she cancel before? So she did not cancel right away?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So is there any specific date that she needs to cancel for not so that she will not be charged at all?
She would have to call in the day that she did it to cancel.
Oh, within the day. And you mentioned that she registered, is that on the 3rd or on the 4th?
She did it on the 4th.
When did she cancel?
On the 5th.
Is this cancellation? Okay. So just to make sure that we are on the same page, your name is Lena, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what we have the same cardholder, Laura Neely, and we have the same phone number. And you mentioned that this charge of $59.89 is a change is a charge for entering a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and she registered on the 4th, but she did not cancel. Instead, she canceled on the 5th.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So moving forward, are there still charges that could be charged for this cardholder?
No, ma'am. She's already canceled the account,
Or
so there'd
not
be no
at
more
all because
charges.
she canceled. Okay. So this would still be considered as a valid charge. Anyway, thank you so much for your time, Lena. And you do have a great day as well.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.